HarperCollins presents The Woman Who Went Over Niagara Falls in a Barrel by Carolyn Kauke, read by Laurel Lefko and Penelope Rollins. Crunching the Numbers. The Astonishing Reality of Niagara's Fury, September 10, 2023. Unquestionably, Niagara Falls is an awe-inspiring spectacle, yet its statistics are stark. They serve as a reminder that the odds of survival against its torrential backdrop have always been staggeringly slim. Indeed, since 1850, more than 5,000 people have succumbed to its pull. Some were unfortunate accidents. Some were deliberate attempts to end their lives. But often, calculated decisions were made. Choices that resulted in more than 5,000 people slipping over the lip and plummeting into its unforgiving waters. Yet, of those thousands who have taken that plunge, only 16 individuals have escaped with their lives. And of those 16, one name persists from the depths of history. A name that beckons us to delve into the annals of human determination. A name that holds the remarkable tale of the woman who went over Niagara Falls in a barrel. Surely, it's time for Annie Edson Taylor's odds of survival to be crunched, scrutinized, and for us to let her speak.
It has many times been intimated that women seldom know their own minds. But Mrs. Taylor did. She had made up her mind to go over the Falls of Niagara, and she was going. It was do or die with her. Orrin E. Dunlap.
Annie. Prologue. 24th of October, 1901. The barrel creaks and groans around me, its wooden walls whispering secrets of the mighty Niagara. Each breath I take feels heavier, laden with the roar of the falls. My heart pounds, echoing the thunderous cascade outside. Louder and louder. I clutch the leather harness, knuckles white, palms slick with perspiration. "Can't back out now," I whisper. Memories flood my mind. Tilda and Nora, the quiet moments at home with Mrs. LaPointe. I picture Samuel, my dear husband, and David, our baby boy. His tiny face is forever etched in my heart. "Can you hear me?" I call out, hoping their spirits linger close. The barrel tilts and bobs, a wild dance with the river. Every jolt and shudder is a test, a challenge from nature itself. The dark confines of this wooden cocoon press in on me. Every sorrow, every fear is amplified. That weight pushes down on me. The barrel pitches violently, throwing me against its sides. My head strikes the wood. Dizzying pain shoots through my skull. The roar of the falls deafens. A primal scream from the depths of the earth. I squeeze my eyes shut, bracing for the inevitable. A sudden drop. My breath catches. The world spins. I'm weightless, suspended in a terrifying freefall. "Help!" The word is swallowed by the thunderous water. Impact. The jolt is brutal. Bones rattling. Teeth clenching. Water floods in, filling the barrel, threatening to drag me down into oblivion. I struggle to breathe, to hold on, but the darkness presses closer, consuming. How in God's name did I end up here? Part 1. Adrift. December 1900. Annie. 31st of December, 1900. What I'd give to be in my parlor with a cup of warm milk and comfortable footwear, I say, shifting awkwardly. Instead,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?